This is Chattanooga Civics. I'm Nathan Bird. I'd like to thank my Patreon sponsors for supporting the show, especially the Marks family and Stephen Culp. If you're enjoying the podcast, newsletter, or Instagram feed, please consider supporting me at patreon.com/chatcivics. It's no secret that Chattanooga is growing. How do we ensure that our city is equipped to handle this growth? The Regional Planning Agency is in the process of updating its area plans to help answer that question.
Well, hello. My name's Dan Reuter, and I'm the director of the Chattanooga and Hamilton County Regional Planning Agency.
Awesome, Dan. Thank you for sitting down and joining the show. So we're here to talk about the area planning process that the RPA is undertaking right now. So I want to start really high level and work our way down. So we'll start just very simple question. What is an area plan?
So an area plan is a sub-area of the city or the county government, Hamilton County or the city of Chattanooga. And it's just a boundary that was created by planners probably 5-6 years ago to just designate districts across the city. It doesn't fit neighborhoods. It doesn't fit necessarily school districts. So it's just kind of a boundary that, you know, followed a river or followed a road to just sort of designate different districts of the city or the county. We plan in Tennessee under our state laws and under federal laws. And within the state, different jurisdictions, the major cities and counties in the state, they all have a, sort of their own framework. And so this is the framework we created 5 or 6 years ago.
So these areas, they don't necessarily follow city council districts or county commission districts. They're separate entities just kind of drawn based on physical boundaries.
Absolutely.
So what is the role that these area plans have played in decisions like zoning, and what are the legal weight that these plans carry?
So in general, in the United States, states all have unique systems of managing growth. And that's kind of the idea of growth management. You can, there's lawyers that taught this in law school or in planners and planner school. And it's just the framework for how a state manages growth. So local governments in Tennessee, be it the city or the county government, are given the authority to make zoning decisions. Obviously, they have capital budgets. They can improve roads or improve sewer or other types of infrastructure. And so what a plan does for a city or a county is really create a management document that helps them understand, where do we want to grow? Where do we have transportation or infrastructure needs? Where do we have floodplains or other areas that could flood? And it just tries to create a document that gives a vision for the future growth in a jurisdiction. So the area plans are just a, if what we're doing today is we, the Regional Planning Agency, is kind of a conduit to help the city and county government, and in this case, the city council and the county commission of Hamilton County, to create a vision that will guide their decisions in the future, both zoning decisions, but also capital planning decisions, parks, other kinds of public infrastructure.
So just to summarize that, the area plans are not necessarily a legal document saying the city shall do this, the county shall do that, this property will be rezoned. It's more of a guideline to say this is where we have the resources to grow, and maybe we should start up zoning, and these are maybe the areas that need more investment into infrastructure before.
Sure. So under Tennessee law, there actually is a some interesting elements of Tennessee law that have that govern planning that say if a jurisdiction adopts the plan as a legal document, then there is some consideration that they should make zoning decisions consistent with that plan. Now, having said that, they can go back at any time and amend the plan. So a jurisdiction could just say, we vote to change this area from one designation in a plan to something else, and then immediately change the zoning. But it does create another process, and it creates a vision for growth. That's important. Mm-hmm. We don't really do capital planning The way, for example, I spent most of my career in Georgia and metro Atlanta, we do capital planning a little bit different, and we have less money than they have in Georgia, as an example. And so we have got to be much smarter with the places and the infrastructure we have today. Because I like to tell folks, we are going to grow in Chattanooga and Hamilton County for the rest of this century. We think 1 or 2 years in the future, maybe 5 years in the future, but we will continue growing every decade, probably for the rest of this century. There's 45,000 kids in the public schools, kids in the private schools, there's kids at UTC, more people moving here to retire and or for jobs, and it's just a challenge that we're going to have to meet.
So the RPA is taking kind of an unprecedented step of redoing all of the area plans comprehensively for both the city and the county. Previously, these plans had kind of been done one at a time on a very case-by-case basis. Why now are we doing all of the plans at once? What's the impetus for that?
So start with the county, because it's a little bit easier. The county really doesn't have a plan for most of the county. They have zoning, and in some areas of the county, we have sewer, but and they make zoning decisions on a monthly basis, but there is not a comprehensive plan or a vision or a land use plan for the entire county. There is the Wolf Deaver Creek plan and some other plans that have been developed, but largely the county is unplanned. Within the city of Chattanooga, we've had a lot of neighborhood plans, downtown Chattanooga plan. We've done other district plans, but most of them are more than 15 years old. The downtown plan is over 2 decades old. And so we need to modernize our understanding of planning and our vision for growth now. We don't want to wait and say, oh, this area, you can wait 4 or 5 years and then we'll have a plan for you. And that's just not the way to do it. We need to do everything at once. And then we need to focus on our capital needs. We need to focus on zoning. And we need to focus on housing issues.
So it sounds like these area plans are kind of the first step of a broader vision process. We need to know what's on the ground right now. We need to know how people feel about their neighborhoods right now so that we can take those steps to make the right infrastructure investments or the right zoning decisions moving forward.
Absolutely. And so I like to tell folks, you know, when I started in planning 30 years ago, we were limited in a good examples of communities that have done planning. We were limited in data. And so today in 2023, we have many examples of good communities in the South. We have every piece of data you may want to have about, sometimes you have to buy it because not all data is publicly available, but we have the ability to really have a lot of information. And so that's really a great benefit for all of us.
So what is the current process and timeline for these area plans?
So we kicked off with our consultants probably about the beginning of this year. We have a team of consultants in the city of Chattanooga separately from Hamilton County. Again, what the RPA is doing is just helping the city government, the city leadership, work with our consultants to come up with this plan for all the area plans. And then separately, we have a team in the county. And that's important because some folks think, you know, well, the city's going to somehow influence the county. The city and the county government sit side by side, but they are absolutely unique local governments. Mayor Womp and Mayor Kelly are two unique mayors, and the county commission's different than council. And so they need their own plans. And so we kicked that off, and we've been just meeting with consultants, meeting with city and county departments. We had a series of public meetings in the county, which just trying to introduce this to communities and help folks understand the process. And then we basically went to every city neighborhood meeting over the last month and a half to brief them on what to expect. So now we're at this process, I call it kind of the analysis stage, where we're getting a lot of data from our consultants, and we're going to be giving that data to the communities in about a month. About half of this planning process in both the city and the county is transportation related. It's, I like to tell folks, when you pump gas in your car, you send pennies to Washington and your gas tax. Those funds come back to Tennessee and Tennessee DOT. And in some cases, here in Chattanooga and Hamilton County, we use those funds to make improvements. But unfortunately, those are made with federal money for federal priorities. They will not fix most of our sidewalks in the city. They will not help build new infrastructure that's more local infrastructure.
Right. So we're doing transportation analysis. I'm assuming sewer analysis and other infrastructure analysis
well, the
might
sewer,
be part of that.
The sewer analysis and you know, a lot of the sewer infrastructure, there's already a process in place and departments that are working on that, both WWTA and the city of Chattanooga. And then it's sort of like the school system. The schools are an important aspect of our planning, but there's a process and a structure for the Hamilton County schools to work on that. So it's pretty much everything that's not being covered by some other planning process or entity. So I'd say absolutely transportation is something that is really the responsibility of Chattanooga and Hamilton County and, of course, Tennessee DOT. Land use and zoning decisions, housing questions, you know, when transit, you know, CARTA service is important. And so just we're trying to just weave all those things together and really understand where we need to be going in the next, you know, 5 years. We should be updating our plan every 5 years. We should be updating our zoning probably every year. And that's just something that's never happened here in Chattanooga and Hamilton County.
Right. Yeah, it's been very reactive. So once this information is gathered and kind of analyzed, that's going to be presented again to these neighborhood meetings and for public input.
Yep. So we'll have a series of public meetings in I think it's in mid or it's actually early November. There'll be a series of city meetings and then county meetings. Those meetings will be posted on we'll send them out through the city and county, you know, their communications departments. But they're also, if you go to planchattanooga.org or planhamilton.org, we will be posting those meetings and a lot of data and things on there. So, yeah, we'll have a series of public meetings, and then we'll go away over the holidays. And in the spring, we'll come back and have another series of public meetings to talk about the planning process. We'll probably have more after that. You know, we're hoping to wrap up, you know, by mid 2024. But again, we're not in a rush. We want to do it right. And so we're going to make sure we take our time and have all the meetings we need to have.
And in writing these plans, how do all of these different factors get balanced? You've got public input and neighbors who might be saying they want one thing, but then you've got technical data that says maybe this area can support more growth or maybe it can't support the growth that the neighbors want to see. How does all of that get balanced out?
Well, so, you know, again, these documents and this process is really to help guide the elected officials of the city of Chattanooga and Hamilton County. So it's absolutely done with the public sector, the public, you know, local governments, their priorities. And so absolutely, communities, their engagement through the process informs what, you know, anything that would be in these plans. Not just, you know, residents and living in neighborhoods, but also we've got thousands and thousands of businesses in this city and county that own commercial land. That's some of it, which is honestly just in disinvestment. It's just vacant parcels of land that aren't really helping anyone. It has sewer. The Bend is a great example of a former manufacturing facility that just sat there for a long time, or that area. The Wheeland Pipe site, these other big industrial sites. Those properties need to be redeveloped. So it's absolutely trying to take a comprehensive view, and communities and neighborhood issues will absolutely be considered. But, you know, we have, I like to say again that we have everybody that is born into this city or county or moves here in elementary school and is in school today, they're a resident too. So we have to consider not just the existing residents, but future residents. Mm.
So I want to move on. It sounds like the opportunities for public input will be forthcoming. Yep. And I encourage all of my listeners to check out the RPA website for that. I want to move on to some questions. Patreon sponsors can submit questions to ask directly. And so these are a couple questions from one of the patrons. First, when making area planning decisions, are factors such as projected infrastructure maintenance costs to serve versus projected tax revenue taken into account?
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. The idea here is that we should, as we're thinking about growth, how do we build infrastructure, maintain infrastructure, and then how does that balance against sort of the revenue that we should expect from development or from other sources of revenue in the future. It could be sales tax revenue, it could be property tax. And you know, the interesting thing is that communities, the revenue that comes into the city of Chattanooga, for example, or Hamilton County, you know, it is a mix of different sources of revenue. I mean, a lot of our property taxes go to support the public schools, you know, like the majority of the property tax, I believe. And then, you know, sales tax and other things come to bear to help build and maintain infrastructure. Well, a lot of that is paid for by commercial businesses, by, that don't necessarily have kids in the schools, but we all, you know, go shop at Walmart, and Walmart's paying a lot of taxes. So it's kind of, it's an interesting, you know, balance that we have to think about in growth. It's good to have areas that are more affluent and higher priced homes and higher priced commercial businesses. I mean, because those generate a little more taxes than someone that is in a more modest home. But in general, all of that has to equal enough money for us to maintain infrastructure. So if you look at, Chattanooga today, I like to say, if you want to see all the infrastructure that's going to be out there in 10 years, you can look out the window, because we incrementally build infrastructure. There's no major Chattanooga or Hamilton County local projects that I know of right now being built. The projects that we see under construction are Tennessee DOT maintaining state routes. So the reason that's important is because we have local needs for infrastructure and for maintenance that we have to take responsibility to address. Absolutely. That's a challenge. It's a challenge for our elected officials. But in general, you know, I hear a lot of folks say, well, growth is good because growth pays for things and new infrastructure. And you know, a growing economy is good, but we still have to think about how we build capital and how we maintain infrastructure. So it's an ongoing challenge, and it's something we want to get better at it. Again, you know, having spent a lot of time with a lot of local governments in Metro Atlanta, I've seen capital planning in a lot of ways. The first thing to do to me is to try to think about where we're going to have growth and where we can accommodate growth reasonably, where we have infrastructure today, and try to use that infrastructure that's already on the ground today. You know, a lot of folks worry that we're trying to push growth further out. There is no reason from a planning standpoint to push growth further out. If there's jobs out around the VW plant, as an example, then it probably makes sense to have more growth around the VW plant. Because I like to say, you know, a house is where a job goes at night to sleep. People love jobs, but jobs come with people that have to occupy the job. And so, as an example, thinking about growth and residential around where there's jobs is something planners do, but just trying to push growth to different places that doesn't really make sense is not really planning. Mm-hmm.
So next question, how is access to public services such as multimodal transportation and transit, parks, and government functions taken into account into area planning decisions?
So that's a great question, because all of those things are within the responsibility of City of Chattanooga and Hamilton County. I do not distinguish between CARTA as an authority, the airport authority, or the housing authority. They're all local government arms. And so I see CARTA as absolutely something that city council and the mayor and the regional planning agency have a responsibility to support. As part of our transportation planning responsibilities under federal law, we have to think about transit services. And so I've been actively engaged with CARTA and tried to support the new CARTA board as much as we can. We brought in Jarrett Walker to go over the redesign study from a few years ago as an example, again, to try to get us to understand what our choices are that we have to make in the future around transit. But having said that, the comprehensive plan should absolutely consider all those elements into a planning process. We should absolutely consider where we have transit services today, where we think we should have them in the future, and balance that with where we have growth today and where we think we should have growth in the future. And same thing with parks. I like to say we should build parks and communities, and we should build communities around parks. Same thing with schools, public schools. We should try to keep schools within communities, and where we put a school in the middle of some area, we should probably consider building a community around the school. It doesn't make sense to disconnect these things, because the more that we disconnect things, the more people have to drive a car or something to get between two different mm-hmm. needs in their lives. Mm-hmm.
And then last question from the patrons, what is the RPA doing to support the parks plan and the climate action plan through the area process?
Sure. So the parks plan is a real interesting element. Here in Chattanooga, we have a parks plan that was started a few years ago and was adopted this year. In unincorporated Hamilton County, through the county planning process, we're going to do another evaluation of parks needs. So that is part of the county comprehensive plan. In the county, we're also doing an evaluation of fire services. We've hired a separate consultant that's helping with fire services, and we anticipate helping the county figure out the future of McDonald Farm. Again, those are big priorities in the county. In the city, that parks plan gave us a real strong basis for obviously how we protect areas today. There's a lot of things that we take for granted in terms of green space in Chattanooga and Hamilton County. There's green space and land that is protected by the River Gorge Conservancy or by the Trust for Public Land. There's land that's protected because it's a floodplain. And then there's land that that honestly, it's probably, folks don't realize, but it's probably land that could be privately developed. And I like to just tell folks, if there's something we care about in our community that we want to protect, you probably, number one, should try to buy it. And if not buying it, then we should find some other way of giving a public-private incentive to protect land. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, land will get developed. We will absolutely develop every single parcel of land in Chattanooga and Hamilton County this century for growth. Because that's, growth is always happening. I like to say, as we're having this conversation, somebody is looking for an apartment or a home. Somebody's getting married. Whatever's happening, there's things happening in folks' lives, and that creates land development over time. And so the better that we protect land for future generations, that's going to be, I think they'll appreciate that. But also at the same time, we have to figure out how, folks live in the future and where they're going to live. And so we are always balancing those questions. And this process will absolutely do that. The parks plan is helpful, but again, I would say it comes back to how we acquire land, how do we work with partners to protect land, and then how do we provide access to parks? Because, a lot of it, Stringer's Ridge is a great example. I love Stringer's Ridge. I probably should live right next door to Stringer's Ridge so I could get out of my house and walk to Stringer's Ridge. I live on the south side of the city, and so I either got a bike over there or drive a car to go to Stringer's Ridge. Well, the more that we can keep people walking to things and biking to things, the better. Because, again, I like to just say, knowing what we know now about traffic congestion, we have within our potential to maybe never have more traffic congestion in Chattanooga and Hamilton County. We, in theory, could plan in the future and never have more traffic congestion than we have today. That would be amazing. But knowing what we know from other cities and counties across the United States, as places grow, they become more traffic. We have more traffic congestion because we build communities where people have to live in one place, maybe in a cul-de-sac or in a subdivision, and then drive someplace else, drive to an arterial road, drive to the interstate. Those all create that same pattern of growth that we see in a lot of places in America. And so I really have great hopes for Chattanooga and Hamilton County and hope that we can meet all of our goals. And there's really no reason we can't. If we think and plan and grow in the ways that we know from experiences across the United States, then we can have something different than other places in the United States. But if we grow in the same traditional ways, then we are absolutely going to have the same problems they have in other places. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all the questions I have. Is there anywhere that people can go to find out more about these area plans?
Absolutely. The Chattanooga and Hamilton County Regional Planning Agency website, which is chcrpa.org, I believe. Obviously, you can go to Chattanooga City Government website or Hamilton County's website and find links and things. But then also, we've created two new websites, planchattanooga.org and planhamilton.org. I would recommend you, if you can, to sign up for our just our newsletters and communication that we're going to have on the planning process, which you can do at those websites. There's a great video on both websites about the process, an introduction. In the next couple weeks, we will be putting a lot more data on there from our analysis of different issues. And again, I would say that this is really, you know, such a great opportunity for the residents and for businesses in the city and the county. Again, we have just, we are blessed with really wonderful place to live. I really have, you know, really strong support from both the county commission and the city council for this process, and both mayors, everybody's on board. And I think it's just really a good time for us to be looking at growth, looking at, you know, our capital needs, looking at transit. It's just, you know, when I first got here and it's like, well, you know, we takes time to do planning. I'm like, well, why don't we try to accelerate it? And really the growth is going to happen to us and is happening all the time. Why would we wait? It doesn't make sense. The private sector, the folks looking for housing today in the city or the county, the businesses looking for a place to have a business, that's happening today. They don't want us to wait. You know, housing, we talk about housing a lot, and it's not just here. It's, you know, really across the United States. And it's partly because housing has just appreciated so much since the pandemic. And there's really no way that we're going to get out of a lot of those housing pressures without building more opportunities for people to live. And yes, that means more single family homes, but it also means more, more affordable townhomes. It could mean more apartments. The city of Chattanooga in the last year approved that every single family home in the city can now by right have an accessory dwelling unit. So there's a lot of garages in my neighborhood that I see that I think every one of those garages could be an apartment for someone. And so we've just got to get much more considerate of housing needs. You know, the standard that folks talk about is that you should roughly a third of your income should go to housing. Well, you know, if you add in what people now have to pay for transportation, for food, it's just unreasonable. We're putting way too much pressure on families and on individuals, more pressure than was ever on my parents. I'm the youngest of 11 children, and I think about what it took for my parents to have 11 children. Believe me, things were much cheaper. I don't know how they did it, but I would just say we put our communities, we're putting a lot of pressure on folks through transportation and housing costs, and so we've got to get a lot more reasonable and flexible, and absolutely, you know, that's things that the city of Chattanooga and Hamilton County has some control over. So, you know, that's where we're headed with the planning process. I'm, again, very proud to be working here and working with our county commission and the staff at the regional planning agency. We have really excellent staff. And so, again, I hope people will engage and be a part of the process.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
I'm happy to do it. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Chattanooga Civics. Our music was written and recorded by Kevin McLeod. Find more civic resources at chattanoogacivics.com. Chattanooga Civics is a member of the Podnooga Network. To find more great podcasts from local creators, find Podnooga on Facebook and Instagram or on the web at podnooganetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Proud member of the Podnooga Network.